We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 26 degrees. KNSS breaking news, France is on high alert after a gunman opened fire in a mall during holiday shopping. Fox's Mike Tobin with the latest.
There were two shootouts. The police union says the gunman was shot, not killed, and again, he got away. One report says he hijacked a taxi. Some 350 security personnel are now involved in the search, and reinforcements are headed to Strasbourg. The city brands itself as the capital of Christmas and has been targeted before. In the year 2000, it was the center of an Al-Qaeda plot. Without giving specifics about motive, the prosecutor's office says this attack is being investigated as a terrorist attack. Links between the suspected gunman and radical groups are being investigated. Now, while the suspect is on the run, the interior minister says France is raising its terror alert level to its highest level.
And officials say the gunman may have left the country. After tabling the issue last week, the Wichita City Council took a vote on the design-build contract for the new downtown stadium.
The council used the extra week to make minor corrections to the contract. The city voted unanimously to select the team of J.E. Dunn Eby. The city will use a design-build approach to the project, shortening the schedule by overlapping the design and construction phases. The city has used this approach before, including the demolition of the old airport terminal. After the votes were counted, Mayor Jeff Longwell congratulated the winning team and jokingly reminded them,
"Remember, there's 24 hours in a day."
I know, Mayor. I want to know why they're still sitting here.
I know. You'd think they would have ran out.
The mayor was referring to the tight deadline the city faces. Construction will start early next year and must be completed by mid-March 2020. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita police have made an arrest in a shooting on the city's south side.
Police say 59-year-old Richard Fagan has been charged with attempted first-degree murder, possession of a firearm by a felon, and an outstanding warrant. Investigators say he approached a 36-year-old man and a 25-year-old woman in a wooded area near Hydraulic and I-135 and shot the man with a shotgun after a verbal dispute. The three were homeless and staying in the area. Fagan was located and taken into custody without incident. Police say this is not a random incident. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
A 36-year-old Garden City man is facing serious charges after police say he fled in a vehicle with his three young children inside. Officers, who were called Monday night to a domestic dispute, saw a vehicle driven by Billy Mondragon speeding away from the scene. After the vehicle rolled, police found the children ages 2, 1, and 1.5 months were not properly restrained. They were treated for minor injuries and released. Sedgwick County Commissioners will discuss their 2019 legislative agenda at their meeting this morning.
The agenda is broken down into three areas: key initiatives, behavioral health initiatives, and secondary initiatives. One of the key initiatives to be discussed is a measure that would allow voters to vote at any polling place in the county if the voting machines are technologically capable. That would include having voting locations designated as vote centers, where voters could avoid having to cast a provisional ballot. Another measure would oppose legislation that would artificially limit or alter property tax violations. The meeting starts at 9 a.m. on the third floor of the county courthouse at Central and Main. The meeting is open to the public. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
President Trump is prepared to shut down the government in order to get the funding he wants for his wall on the southern border. Congressional Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer met with the president in the hopes of avoiding a shutdown. Fox's Trace Gallagher reports.
The hope of the meeting was to possibly come to an agreement on border security funding to avert a potential government shutdown. And for a while, the meeting was civil, almost cordial. Then the mood soured a bit when the next likely Speaker of the House rebranded a government shutdown. Then, of course, there was the debate over what happens if the government does in fact shut down. More specifically, who would own the shutdown? There were a few efforts at trying to get the meeting back on track, but to no avail.
In a new spending bill, or if a new spending bill or continuing resolution is not passed before December 21st, the federal government will partially run out of money. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Here on KNSS on a Wednesday morning, it's 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And this morning, out there in traffic, what we've got going right now is traffic volumes are picking up pretty heavily in some areas, actually. So we might see some intermittent slowdowns out there just because of fairly heavy traffic in some areas. Those gasoline prices didn't change. Unfortunately, Monday they jumped up 10 cents. So right now we're still at $1.99 a gallon as far as gasoline prices go. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Yeah, at least they didn't jump up another dime.
I suppose it could be worse. Yeah.
Let's check the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We are clear and not as cold this morning. It's going to be sunny near 50 by the time we head to lunch and 55 for the high this afternoon. Clouds thicken up tonight. Some light rain or drizzle, especially overnight. It's going to become breezy with a low 34. We may see some wet snowflakes mixed in with rain early tomorrow. A windy day with a high 41. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And right now, partly cloudy. Southwest, make that a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour and 27 degrees. Today is Wednesday, December 12th, 2018. Of course, cloudy, warmer, breezy Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 59 degrees. Got out yesterday afternoon. I wore my shorts and my T-shirt, and that was enough. By the way, 59, normal high for the date, 44. So it was a warm one, a little warmer today, and then it's going to be warmer today. And then back to more winter-like or late fall-like temperatures for the rest of the week. On this date in 2000, George W. Bush became president-elect as a divided U.S. Supreme Court reversed a state court decision or recounts in Florida's contested election. An interesting time. We couldn't call a winner. Remember that, Ted? That election? They voted in November.
Of course.
And we just went on and on with this thing and the hanging chads and all that. It was a big mess. Almost, people were saying, maybe we'd just, start over again and do it all over again.
Well,
there were things
that was certainly a proposal.
Things that we're considering. And, of course, the amazing thing was, this was happening, all the controversy in Florida, a big electoral state that would have, swung either way, the election.
But it was that close.
One of the candidates.
Votes were being contested.
And one of the candidates' brother was, the governor there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm nothing against the Bushes, but look at that. Think of that. Oh, my brother's the governor, and I win the election.
Jeb Bush have to do with that?
Well, I don't know,
results?
But there it is. It's just you're right. But still, it's the appearance of maybe his brother fixed the election. Why are there no conspiracy theories going on about that?
Because there wasn't.
Well, they got conspiracy theories about everything else, though. So, the nation's capital is facing a spiraling rat infestation, fueled by mild winters and a human.
Boy.
Population boom.
I'm glad this hasn't really translated to Wichita yet.
The rats?
Yeah.
I'm glad we had a rat story
yesterday.
It
seems like it's an East Coast problem.
We had a rat story yesterday, didn't we? Rat in the vending machine.
Yeah.
Washington's government is struggling to keep pace with the pest control department, fielding a record number of calls. Experts say the real problem is the increase in trash produced by the District of Columbia's growing population.
Well, there you go.
Too many people. Pest controllers are working within sight of the Capitol, shoveling dry ice pellets into suspected rat burrow entrances. The pest control company Orkin ranks Washington as America's fourth rattiest city based on the number of new service calls per year.
Oh, my.
That's up one spot from the previous year and just behind Los Angeles and New York. Chicago has been ranked number one for four consecutive years.
Really? Huh. I would have thought it was New York.
The rat capital is Chicago, but Washington, D.C. is close on their heels, so. Rats. Oh, rats. Yeah, we had a story about rats yesterday. Rats in the vending machine. 6:14 now, Steve and Ted here on a, as I said, Wednesday morning, December 12th, and we had the 8th Annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour last night. Benefit for the Kansas Food Bank at the Scottish Rite Center Auditorium, and a pretty good show. I thought, Ted, everything went very well. Of course, we're working with people like Dan E. Campbell and Melanie Williams as our co-stars on the stage. And a lot of good singing, a lot of good music going on.
Certainly ran into some fantastic listeners as well.
Thank you for coming up and saying hi to us.
Yeah, that was great.
And we've got this, what is this present you've given me this morning here?
It's not from me, it's from one of our fans, Robert.
Robert!
Out at Cowtown.
At Cowtown, talked to him last
night.
Yeah,
we met him last year at this event, and he came again this year, and he presented you and me with a nice little present.
It's really kind of an interesting creation that he's made.
Yeah, he makes these.
It's a wine bottle, and it's got a little reindeer guy on top of it and a candy canes. Anyway, it's decorated nicely.
And he puts Christmas lights inside the wine bottle, and you plug it in.
Do I have a plug over here, Jed? I guess I don't.
I think you do, right next to you.
We got to plug that thing in.
But yeah, it's good to see Robert again. And
see how it works.
He does a lot of great stuff out at Cowtown. They had their big Victorian Christmas last weekend and Friday and Saturday this weekend. And he said they had a ton of people there last weekend, and they're hoping to have another big weekend Friday and Saturday this weekend out at Cowtown.
Yep. That's a ton of
fun out there.
Had several listeners come up and say hello, and three of my grandkids were making it last night.
Nice. Did they have a good time?
Oh, yeah, they always do. I was kind of surprised that my oldest grandson, Nolan, was there, and he's a freshman at Wichita State. But, mm-hmm. Thinking back, when we first started doing this, seems like he was there as, he's a little shaver. And so I think it's one of those things, he's kind of gotten into the tradition of it.
Yeah.
He's 19 years old, and he enjoyed it. Shelley said he sat there the whole time and watched the show and didn't pull out his cell phone one time. So, that's got to be pretty good.
We also met another nice listener, Nate, who delivers beer and says he says he almost hates to make the deliveries because he knows if once he gets out of the truck, he's missing our show.
Well, Nate, doggone it.
He hates to miss just a minute of it.
Yeah. Then I asked him, by the way, if he would some morning just drop a case of PBR by here, and he probably won't do it, but I was not serious about that. Anyway, thank you for all of you for.
It was fun to run into a lot of folks, and we had a good time.
We had a good time last night,
and even jolly old Saint Nick made an appearance.
Jolly old Saint Nick with his crutch or his cane showed up last night.
I think we'll call it a staff.
It's
a decorative.
And I couldn't figure out
festive staff.
I'm not trying to be negative, but I couldn't figure out the joke. He said Robert Mueller. Was he meaning Mueller? Was he meaning Robert Mueller?
Yes.
He was doing a political joke, and it went right over my head. So I didn't know how to respond to it. I said, who's Robert Mueller? He meant Mueller.
Yes.
His name is spelled Mueller, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's already a little confusing.
Well, Santa had me confused last night, as usual. Right. Hey, thank you all for coming out, and maybe we'll do it again next year. 6:18 now, Steve and Ted. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward this morning. Ted.
Now we got Shocker basketball on the table tonight at Coke Arena. The Shockers hosting the Gamecocks of Jacksonville State. First time these teams have ever met. Shocks are a 7-point favorite tonight. Wichita State coming off back-to-back wins at home, looking to make it 3 in a row on home court. Jacksonville State has won 5 in a row coming into this one. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl have live pregame coverage beginning at 6 o'clock tonight. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock at Coke Arena. And you can listen to all that all right on 103.7 KEYN. Then after the game, Bob Lutz and Jeff Lutz will be co-hosting the Shocker Locker Room Show, taking your phone calls out at Twin Peaks in East Wichita at 21st and Rock. Shocker hoops tonight. The Shocker ladies had Coke Arena yesterday afternoon for Grambling State on Kids Day, School Kids Day. More than 7,000 school kids were on hand to see the Shocker ladies beat Grambling State 70-61. Shia Smith had 15 points and 8 rebounds as the Shocker ladies got in the win column, snapped a 3-game losing streak. Shocker ladies are now 6-4 on the season. We have home basketball tonight in Wichita for Friends University. The Friends men and women hosting Kansas Wesleyan. Women tip off at 6 o'clock, the men afterwards. The Friends women have won 4 in a row. The Friends men have won 3 straight going into tonight's game. We have JUCO basketball tonight in El Dorado, Butler Community College, hosting Northwest Kansas Tech. This will be the last home game for Butler for a month. So if you want to go see the Grizzlies before they take their long Christmas break, go see them tonight in El Dorado.
And Dennis is going on the road.
And of course, no, it's in El Dorado.
After that.
After that, yeah, there's a long Christmas break and then a couple road games. So, the next home game for Butler is 1 month from today.
Dennis Higgins
will have live coverage tonight. You can listen to the game at 7:15, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. NBA basketball last night, the top team in the league, the Toronto Raptors, win again. They go out to Los Angeles and whip the Clippers, who are not a bad team, 123-99. Getting the start last night for the Raptors, former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet. Kawhi Leonard was out with a bruised right hip for Toronto, and Fred did not miss a beat. 5 points, 6 rebounds, a career-high 14 assists that win for Fred.
How about that?
How about Fred VanVleet getting it done last night for the top team in the league, the Raptors, in that 24-point win at the Clippers. Good for Fred. And speaking of Shocker basketball, we had an interesting game for the Shockers 50 years ago on this night at Levitt Arena. The Shockers took on 19th-ranked Iowa, beat the Hawkeyes 93-88. Ron Washington led the Shockers with 30 points. Game of note, because Iowa's coach was
Ralph Miller.
Ralph Miller, yeah. It was his first game back in Wichita since leaving the Shockers. It was one of only two times he came back and coached as a visiting coach in Levitt Arena. And the Shockers beat Ralph.
Ron Washington, was he a freshman when Stallworth was out there? I think maybe he and Armstrong were freshmen. Maybe I'm wrong. But
you're in that right time. But yeah.
Yeah. So Ralph came back and with Iowa, and they got skunked.
And
here,
the Shockers beat him. Yeah. I'm sure that was an interesting dynamic that night with Ralph in the house for the first time as the visiting head coach. Yeah, Shocker basketball tonight at the Roundhouse against Jacksonville State. That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Teaching kids to read the Bible, a no-no in one school, and Todd's going to tell us all about it. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.